We have Joel Cotton, who's a professor at Chapman University, author of the Human City Urbanism for the Rest of Us. And he wrote an article yesterday, The Next Housing Crisis. And interesting to have him on in a few minutes to discuss his article. But do you feel, we were talking about the unemployment rate mm-hmm. being very low. I feel like right. there's not enough people for jobs out there. There's plenty of jobs. Do you feel that there's a housing issue for millennials or, in more of these congested areas or cities like Santa Monica, I see new housing construction going up. High-end
luxury apartments. Well, for millennials, I feel like they're not buying houses because, A, they want to stay more towards cities, right? Because mm-hmm. they want to live more around cities and where they want to have things to do and right. places to eat and all of that. But they don't want to buy houses because I don't think they have the money, A, or they want to live together and they don't know how to fix things. They don't know. They don't want to mow lawns and they don't want to fix the gutters
when
they
get
cluttered.
It is the benefit of being a renter. Mm-hmm. I call the landlord yeah. and say, my heat not working. You got to fix it.
Exactly.
Mr. Cotton, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KBC. I got you on the phone now because, I sort of started the conversation, but I read your article. I think you're targeting this high luxury end boom is going to turn into a bust in these urban cities. So can you sort of highlight your op-ed piece?
Sure. Well, the main thing that's going on, of course, is a lot of what gets built is really about people getting access to capital. It's not necessarily the marketplace. And what's happened is the costs in California are so high, particularly land costs, that you almost the only thing you can build is luxury housing.
Yes.
And the surveys will all tell us, by the way, that millennials now, remember, millennials are now getting into their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting married. They're starting to think about having kids. And actually, all the data is telling us that they're A, moving to the suburbs in pretty big numbers, and B, they're moving to cities where they can afford housing. Now, it could be less expensive apartments. Very often it's to get a house. So the whole notion that there's this vast, endless group of people who are going to move into downtown and stay there, they don't stay very long. They stay 2-3 years, and then they go on. And the question is, if they are going to remain renters all their life, particularly at high rent rates, I don't know how they're ever going to collect any assets. And who's going to pay for their retirement? How many people do we know who've retired, sold their home, and that's why they have a nice retirement? If you don't have a house, you're living on Social Security. It's not so great.
Well,
they'll figure that out.
aren't these individuals, these high renters in like downtown LA, aren't they attracted to stay down there by their jobs and the avoidance of traffic and basically a community that serves them with the housing, the entertainment?
They got their Starbucks downstairs and their dry cleaners.
Like,
they don't dry
clean
anything.
It's all there. They don't have to move.
Yeah.
Well, the reality is, A, downtown is very expensive, so they can't generally stay too terribly long. The second thing is, and I think this is really probably as important, if not more so, they grow up. They
yes.
get to be 30, and maybe living in an apartment with three roommates. You know, when you have a fiance, you're going to say, oh, well, by the way, I'm going to take you home to meet my roommates. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they start having kids, too. It's a little hard to have 2 or 3 kids in an apartment.
Absolutely impossible, and that's why you see almost no kids in downtown L.A.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's very important to recognize is just people go through a life cycle. Now, the interesting thing about downtown L.A., as opposed to, let's say, New York or San Francisco or Chicago, there's not a lot of jobs in downtown L.A. It's a tiny percentage of the job base. There are almost no major companies headquartered there. So it doesn't really have the kind of appeal that, let's say, if I live in San Francisco or I live in New York and I can take public transit or even walk to work, there just aren't that many jobs in downtown L.A. I mean, the people who work at Staples Center and the hotels can't afford those apartments.
No.
True. That's
no.
true.
Yeah.
You know, talking to Joel Cotton, who's the professor at Chapman University, author of The Human City Urbanism for the Rest of Us. Sir, I live in West Los Angeles, Santa Monica, and if you go now Olympic Boulevard and Santa Monica Boulevard, there are luxury apartments going up by the thousands.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible. So I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm hearing the argument that There may not be those jobs in L.A., but there's a mini L.A. called Santa Monica because there are constructions going on as we speak right now. And I don't think you'll be able to even walk down Olympic Boulevard or Santa Monica Boulevard between Sepulveda and Bundy.
Well, look, and that area, and I used to live in that area also.
So you know, you're fully aware of it.
And, the West L.A., if you're a young person, it's a great place for 3-4 years of your life. Mm-hmm. You'll never, 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 never buy a house there. I mean, and I even remember when I used to work for Fox TV at KTTV.
I recall that.
And we moved to Bundy and Olympic. Half the people I worked with quit. They said, I'm not going to make that commute. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people at the very top of the food chain could afford to live in West LA, but the camera people, the grips, even the producers, they couldn't afford to live there. Most of us lived in the Valley or in Hollywood, and so. You know, what you really see is the creation of something that benefits a very small number of people and makes life miserable for almost everybody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, the West LA, no offense, I mean, has one of the worst traffic gridlocks.
Oh, yeah. No offense taken. You're absolutely correct. It's horrible.
I have seen worse in Mumbai and Mexico City, I guess. But that's the kind of traffic. And so putting this density in, and then they said, well, they'll take transit. Well, they're not going to take transit because if you live in Santa Monica and you work in Playa Vista, you're really going to take transit?
No.
And transit around here means the bus. You're not doing that.
Well, changing twice, three times, please. Going back to downtown LA, then your end game is that it's going to be a big bus. When? Soon?
Well, in some ways, it already has become a big bus because you have high vacancy rates, which you shouldn't have in a housing short economy. The investing people, particularly from China, are really pulling out. Mm-hmm. And so, because many of these buildings that are being built, they're really being marketed to for people to get their money out of China. Mm-hmm. And given the current climate between, so easy.
Okay. Well, Joel Cochran, professor at Chapman University, author of The Human City, Urbanism for the Rest of Us. Thank you very much for joining us on Talk Radio 790 KBC. And by the way, I do recall you very well from your Fox 11 days.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.